Kia ora, ko Tū Whenuaroa ngā Tanahira Toko Ingoa. This is your Wātea News. Te Taitokerau MP Calvin Davis says there's no point finger-pointing about two women who breached the Auckland boundary for a jaunt through Northland. And what's important is to find out where they went and get everybody vaccinated. Northland was put into Level 3 lockdown on Friday night because one of the women who tested positive for COVID was refusing to say whom she visited and the other has still not come forward. Mr. Davis says Northland's three MPs hosted a Zoom meeting yesterday for the region's iwi, community, health, business and sports leaders to discuss how to manage the lockdown while getting vaccination numbers up. He discovered his blunt messages to the vaccine hesitant don't work as they're looking for empathy rather than facts and figures.
You know, I'm a politician. People probably see me and just go, blimmin', politicians, they just want to ram stuff down your throat. So it's about, okay, if I can't give the right message, who is somebody might be able to have the conversation with the person who's vaccine hesitant.
Calvin Davis also softened his opposition to iwi road checks, saying if people feel they will make a difference, give them a try. Ngāti Whātua Runangache Rangimārie Dame Nada Glavish says her fight over the sighting of an Erebus memorial on a Parnell Pa site is with Auckland Council and the Ministry for Culture and Heritage, not with Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei. The Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei Trust Board came out in support of the memorial to those who lost their lives in the crash of an Air New Zealand flight over Antarctica in 1979. Work at Matahare next to the Parnell Rose Gardens could start this week despite Ombudsman Peter Bashir announcing he would look into how the decision was made. Dame Nada says the investigation she wants to see, especially into the way a commissioner appointed by Auckland Council made the application non-notifiable.
My argument is not with Ōrākei. My argument is actually I am a long-serving member of Heritage New Zealand, Kōheringa Taonga. And the non-notifiable denied us input into whenua that is heritage and a tree that's 200 years old.
Dame Nada. An Auckland financial advisory firm is offering scholarships to get more Māori, Pacifica and women into the sector. Dylan Mann from the Advice Hub Limited says white, middle-aged, affluent interests are overrepresented in the New Zealand financial advice industry. He says COVID-related job losses and career changes have caused an influx of people seeking personalised financial advice. Demand is also coming from baby boomers leaving the workforce. He says the sector desperately needs people who can work with people of all walks of life and income levels. The advice will fund up to 100 people to take an online course with the Open Polytechnic to become licensed financial advisors. And that is your Wātea News.